Hi. I'm Barbara Burney. I'm also at Hunter College. And I feel like I have the good news story of the afternoon. I'm going to be talking about policies to control mercury emissions from coal-fired power plants. So just a little bit of background. Mercury is a heavy metal. It has a lot in common with lead and other heavy metal. It harms the central nervous system. Children and fetuses are especially susceptible to its effects. It impairs neurological development, makes children dumber. Emissions from power plants are a very serious public health concern. Power plants release a lot of other bad things besides mercury, but mercury is that's the largest remaining source of mercury is power plants. And the way that we get exposed to mercury is that it's emitted from largely from power plants. It's transported in the air into water, where it's transformed into methyl mercury, taken up by fish, and then we eat the fish. And it bioaccumulates. It bioaccumulates both in the fish, so that bigger and older fish have more mercury, and also it bioaccumulates in people. So the groups of people who eat the most fish have the most exposure to mercury. And as you can see from this list, this has environmental justice or impact on health disparities. So you can see from this slide that this is that 50% of the mercury that's emitted into the environment comes from power plants. Now, overall, mercury emissions have dropped 45% since 1990, but if you look carefully at this slide, you'll see that emissions from power plants have not, basically. And the reason is that the other emissions have been controlled by policy, and emissions from power plants have not. So now it's power plant emissions that we still have to worry about. So there has been up to now no limit on mercury emitted from power plants. And I show you this administrative history. I'm not going to go through all of it. And the point of it is that it matters who's in charge of policy, and it matters that we have an EPA, and it matters who's in charge of the EPA and whether the EPA is willing to do its job. So the overall story is that EPA was sued, and the result of that suit was an agreement by the Clinton administration to do a study to determine whether it was necessary and appropriate to regulate power plants under the Clean Air Act. So they complete this study, and they conclude that, yes, it's appropriate and necessary. Okay, that's 2000. And they issue a rule. Well, no, they don't. They didn't get around to issuing the rule. Okay, and this. Remember that Bush is elected in 2000, and so this rule that the Clinton administration put out was among the many that got issued in the last 30 days of the administration. So the first thing that the Bush administration did when it came in was it pulled the regs. And it said, it changed its mind, said that it wasn't necessary to regulate power plants under the Clean Air Act. And instead put out a rule that would basically have, based on cap and trade. And the EPA was sued by the state of New Jersey and a whole lot of other litigants who said that this was an arbitrary and capricious decision. And, wrong thing, sorry. and that suit won. And so the Bush rule was vacated. And then the Obama administration came in and they stopped the appeal of the decision to vacate the rule. And they, over the course of the next 2 years, developed and just issued in March a new rule to control mercury in coal-fired power plants. And that rule is expected to become final in December. So all coal and oil-fired power plants are covered by this rule, and both and numeric emissions are covered and would prevent the release of 91% of mercury. And there's a number of other parts of the rule that control the emissions of other things from coal-fired power plants. So we're talking about 1,350 coal plants. And this slide gives you an indication of how the source of fuel for power plants in the U.S. There's a lot of coal-fired power plants, and it produces a lot of our energy. So under this rule, we would get rid of 22 of the 29 tons per year of mercury that's emitted from power plants. And this is the impact on IQ of children. And this is how much we save by calculating how much those IQ points are worth in terms of dollars. So as I said, the final rule is due out in December. And I think the point of this story is that it really does matter if we control mercury. I think another point of the story is how long it's taken us to control mercury. The Clean Air Act was passed in the 70s. It's now 2011. The discovery that mercury had CNS effects is older than that. So one of the problems that we have with making policies is that it takes us a very, very long time to act on the evidence that we have. And part of the reason for that is that there is a huge amount of resistance for health-related policies that control industry on the part of industry, and that generally speaking, one of the conclusions is that industry is better organized than the public health community and certainly has lots more resources. But these policies matter for people's health. You know, we either have policies that protect our environment or we have policies that allow our environment to be poisoned and then to poison us. So we need to pay attention to who's running things, both in the policy agencies and in our country as a whole, and we really need a strong EPA. Yeah.